Hey, guys, good morning, great day. Welcome to today's call. I'm excited today. I am so excited today. Aren't you guys? I hope so. You guys can talk every now and again. You want to breathe or talk in the background, it's okay. Just let me know so I can interrupt you if I need to. Anyway, thanks for being here today. I'm excited that you're here, and today is Tuesday, and we're talking about, man, a week away from the big day of Christmas. Isn't it fantastic? So what gift are you going to give yourself, guys? What gift are you going to give yourself? And today I want to kind of chat about that in a couple of different fashions. And there's two things I'm going to talk about today. One is regarding you're looking to do all of the stuff that we have to do in our lives and in our businesses on our own. You know, that's a struggle, which takes us away from the second thing I'm going to talk about, which is the purity of what gets us to where we want to go, and I call that focus. You know, the purity of our focus is dependent on our ability to keep our mind clear and free of obstacles, distractions, things that get in our way, stones in our shoes, however you want to place that in your mindset here, and think about what we can do to do that. So let's talk about that today and make sure that we can get some clarity. So I hope you're taking some notes. Again, guys, as a reminder, and without any confusion as well, you might notice in my emails that I'm sending you guys, there's I have my websites, and I want to clear the air of this right now. I have two websites, actually three, but the third one is coming out. It's being completed. But I have realprofitbuilders.com, which is my podcasting site where you guys are able to go in and listen to these hopefully great recordings and take some notes and digest some thoughts and ideas that help you to grow your life and your businesses and help you to become better from the audio perspective. The other thing is I have my other site, which is my e-learning site, which I just came out with, and it's called realestateprofitbuilders.com, realestateprofitbuilders.com. Wasn't a play on words. It just, you know, happened when I was thinking about it. I might as well have done it at the same time when I was getting my domain names. But anyway, I want you to go to realestateprofitbuilders.com and go to that page, and there's a place where you can put your name and email address, and you're going to get four great videos on marketing. Just a snapshot, good overviews. There's probably about a good hour, hour and a half of content and information, as well as downloadable documents that will help you in your business. And don't be concerned that, well, some of this is generally speaking, but it's not. It's really for us and our business, and I'm talking to this about my clients, especially going into 2019, where we make the clear distinction about sales and marketing. And we're going to talk about that, but not today. But go there, you know, realestateprofitbuilders.com. Feel free to get into that. My clients get access to that information 100%. And if you're not a client of mine, that's okay. You're still going to get some great information and ideas that can help you grow your business, okay? So that's speaking of that, let's now get into what that might mean to you as it relates to today's call. And what I like to call, think about today is the word leverage. You know, oftentimes, as we were growing up, as I noted today, you know, we've been taught that we got to do things ourselves. You know, eventually we go through the part of potty training, and then eventually we're doing it on our own. I guess that's my best analogy in the quick moment here. But perhaps sometimes it comes from school, you know, when you're getting help from a friend and you're looking over their shoulder or you're asking them a question, it might be seen as cheating, or we're told off for even asking a question. Well, how could you ask me that question? You should know this on your own. And this comes into play in establishing this thought process that keeps us from literally going through our lives as adults asking for help. And we're very, very independent individuals in and of ourselves alone. But then when we throw into this fact of, okay, should I ask for help? Should I try to figure it out? You know, I always encourage people, try to figure it out on your own. But if you can, that's a big but, if you can't figure it out on your own, seek help. You got to go out there and stop getting into this mindset and this ego that, well, I can't ask for help. Or, you know, I always tell my clients, give me a call. You got a question, you got an issue, you got a roadblock. Give me a call. Let me know how I can help you, because a third mind is better than your own mind oftentimes. I know sometimes it's a challenge, and the main reason it's a challenge is because it's an ego thing. And a lot of times that ego thing gets in our way because we feel like it's embarrassing. Well, I should know this answer. It seems so simple, but yet I'm stuck. Okay. So we got to get out of this ego thing and have the understanding that it's okay to put ASK into your life. ASK, ask and you shall receive. And guys, what I want you to think about more importantly here today is that it's okay to ask because it frees you from having to struggle and trying to figure it out. Now, again, like I said, you should make the attempts. Okay, as I've always done myself, and I work with many people and great thought leaders, from Tony Robbins to Brian Tracy, across the board with many, many great people, and oftentimes we are taught in this arena of personal and professional growth, listen, try to do it on your own, try to figure out the solution. And if you attempt, you try it, and it doesn't work, and you might fail at it, that's okay. And sometimes we just have to go down that road, but it's okay. But oftentimes, again, like I said, we have to ask for help. And so what we want to do is create this maxim in our life that says, I'm going to live by this process that you have to ask in order to get. You have to ask in order to get. You have to ask for the appointment. You have to ask for help. You have to ask for a better way to be productive in your business. And so the worst thing that could happen is you get a no, or you get a response that says, well, what do you think? Because I'll do that with my clients. I'll say, Mike, I got a challenge here. And then I'll say, well, what do you think you should do? And my goal there is to help you guys be self-learners in that process. And then we continue the dialogue and try, hopefully come with a solution. Guys, what I want you to keep in mind is this important thing. No man is an island, okay? We cannot be truly successful without other people, without other ideas. And the term self-made millionaire in this context here is a useful term, and it's really a misunderstanding of how millionaires become self-made, okay? Oftentimes, we think that they do it all on their own. And in reality, if you look at the very rich of the very rich, you know, using economic as a measuring stick, if you will, oftentimes you're going to find that these folks are leveraging everything that they do. I can tell you Warren Buffett doesn't know every single thing that's possible, but he knows what he needs to focus in on, and the things that don't make any sense to him or the things that are going to help him to be better, he is seeking advice and he's getting people to come in and support him. And the same thing goes with the very top producers in sales and leadership across the board. So at the end of the day, it helps us to be more leveraged in our business, thus giving us the opportunity to create more opportunity. Keep that in mind. It gives us the opportunity to create more opportunity. Because what I want you to think about as I transfer to the next thought that I'm going to share with you today is this deal about focus and how much if you had, let's say, an assistant that helped you, or if you're in the real estate business and you have a transaction coordinator, how much more time would that give you, one, two, but how much more focus would allow you to have to go out there and actually continue to build your business, okay? So we got to get away from the mindset that I'm going to do this on my own, or I don't have the money to hire somebody, whatever the case is, but get away from the mindset that you can't use the help, okay? Comes the same thing with my business and coaching. You know, people come to me because they know that if we can share ideas and talk about it, there's ways to leverage that to help you increase your sales. So I'm actually a servant to my clients, and that's, I'm a collaborator in what I do. And so oftentimes people are misconstrued about this idea about coaching or training. Listen, guys, it's about leverage. It's about getting help. You know, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. And what I do for my clients is give them that straight line. And hopefully that's what you will seek when you go out there and go and seek help from this whole process. So you have to ask yourself, guys, what really is stopping you from asking for help and giving that gift to yourself, okay? And also on the other side of the coin, and then I'll move on to my next point and we'll wrap it up today, is this philosophy about really going out there and helping others. I really believe this, that we will tend to ask more for help ourselves if we tend to offer help to other people, be of service to other people, going beyond the call of duty, over-promising, over-delivering, as I said in a past recording, and we go out there and we do that. And I believe more than anything, guys, if you really will want to open your mind up to accepting help, look for people and see and engage in environments and spaces that will allow you to help other peoples. If you're sitting next to a peer in your office and you're overhearing something and you could probably hear that they need some help, hey, can I help you out? I got a thought, or maybe tell me the story and maybe we can come to some conclusion here. And then what's going to happen is you're going to say, man, that was pretty cool. I helped him. Maybe I should ask for help when I need it. So, guys, put yourself out there and get some help with what you need when you need it. Okay, again, often I say try to do it on your own, but then again, move to the next level. So let me go through this next thought with you, because I want you to get it to an understanding that if you are not doing some things, one of the challenges and the roadblocks we have is this lack of focus, okay? So when you think about focus, I want you to think about this. Have you ever noticed that whenever you make a note or something on focus, you start to think about it? When you start to put your blinders on about something, all of a sudden you start to see it everywhere. Okay, everything that you have. The old maxim is that you buy a car from a car dealership, you're there for multiple hours buying a car, then you drive out of the parking lot of the dealership, and then all of a sudden you look around, everybody's got the same car that you've got. That's what we call our reticular activating system. And that is gauged on focus, and what we think about most often will come about. So when we stay focused about what we want, we get help, we continually generate new ideas that will contribute to our growth and our success. We also will start to attract when we have the ability to focus, because keep in mind, there's two pieces today, guys. One is getting help to free you of the minuscule things that keep us from getting where we want to go, and then giving us the opportunity to get more into focus. And let me say this, when we get into the focus, we start attracting money, we start attracting people, we start attracting solutions, we start attracting circumstances that can allow us to achieve what we really want. And this law of attraction, as they call it, is the way that we get this to work for us. If we're stuck in the minuscule things and too many details and all those things, we're not going to really be focused on really what's most important in our life and our business in that essence. So we want to make sure that we keep focused. The key thing here, guys, is to understand and practice focusing on what you want. Okay, as I said this, I think, the other day, focus on what you want, not what you do not want. And all of a sudden, and while you're in that focus, think on the positive aspects of what the result might be for yourself. Okay, man, this would be great if I had help, if I could be focused. My gosh, what would be different for me in my life, financially, emotionally, spiritually? What would that be like for you? So if you have any thoughts about doubting that this works or not, and about what you want, take some time to think about experiences you've had in your life where you were purely focused. And a lot of times we could do that with just our families. You know, it could be if you have children, your tendency is to be really focused, making sure that they don't get hurt. So our focus is really intent on that. And you saw that it worked out very well, and you had nothing else around you that got in the way of that helping of your child. So be focused on what's most important in your business. If you get off track, the key here is to say, what's most important in this moment that I need to be focusing on? Get back at it really quick. Don't overthink. Don't do analysis. Don't go to therapy. Do whatever you got to do to get yourself refocused. Listen, guys, having a plan, that's why I've been adamant about these plans for 2019 that we'll wrap this call up today. Having a plan that you have in writing, down on paper, will help you keep focus. Making a journal, having notes, things like that will help keep you focused. Getting help that you need will help get you focused. Often there's going to be elements of your plans and these ideas and these to-do lists that you got that may or may not even be completed, and that's okay. At the end of the day, as long as you have something that allows you to refocus on what's most important in your business and your life. Just keep that in mind, that it's very, very important that you keep whatever you want in front of you and focus on that one thing. And guys, listen, today with the multiple distractions that we have in and around us with technology and many things to do and many goals to accomplish and many fears to overcome, the faculty of focus is very challenging. I say this, K-I-S, keep it simple. What do you want? What do you want? And then focus on that one thing. When you're finished focusing, then you say, okay, what else do I want? And then you focus on that one thing. Don't say, I want this, 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 and this, and then try to focus on all of them at one time. You won't work for you. You'll get some progress, then you're gonna have a roadblock, and then you're gonna give up, and you're gonna be in frustration, and you're not gonna get to where you want to be. I don't think any of us want that, do we? So let's peel the onion back a little bit further today. Let's go out and get some help. You need help with me? Give me a call. I'm here to give you guys a free coaching session that's worth tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, that I can peel back and give you some help on some ideas. If you're a coaching client of mine, pick up the phone. If you need help, give me a call. You have access to information. But guys, seek the help, okay? And then get into the focus of building a true life and a true business that will help you get there. This takes work. It's not going to be a walk in the park, but it doesn't have to be that overwhelming either. Just focus on the things that are most important right now, and then complete that, and then move on to the next idea. So, guys, that's all I have to say today. Without being said, I want if I don't speak to you in the coming weeks, I'm going to be doing these recordings anyway through the holidays anyway. So you're more than welcome to keep attending. But since next week is Christmas Day, I just want to make sure that you guys have a great holiday, because it is a week away, and today's Tuesday, and it's next Tuesday is Christmas. So go have a great day. Go have a great holiday. In the meantime, come back tomorrow. We'll see you here. And if you have any questions, reach out to me, mike@mikehusson.com, and go to the websites that I gave you at the beginning of the recording. Go back and listen to this and many other recordings. Go out there and make it happen, guys. Have a great day. Get yourself some help and get yourself some focus, and have the abundance that you well deserve. Okay? Talk to you later. Make it great. See you.